Open enrollment for the Affordable Care Act is in year two, and many of the benchmark plans available for 2014 are changing for 2015. So we wondered, how's enrollment gone, and what do we need to know for the folks who are first-time new enrollees into the healthcare program? Marianne Udall-Phillips is here. Of course, she's the director of the Center for Healthcare Research and Transformation at the University of Michigan, kind of our go-to person to help us figure out the ACA. Good to have you with us, Marianne.
Great to be here, Cindy.
We know the marketplace opened on November 15th. How clearly, we haven't seen the kind of headlines and hand-wringing and all the problems we had a year ago. How have things been going?
Well, certainly on the enrollment side, things have been going so much better than last year. People are getting through on healthcare.gov. And as of today, we've had about nationally about 2.5 million people have enrolled for health coverage. We think about half of those are people who enrolled last year, and about half of those are new enrollees in the country. So that's pretty exciting. Much smoother. People are getting through, and that's great.
Now, if you were in the plan last year, the door is now closed. Closed a couple days ago. Closed on the 15th.
Right. So if you were in a plan last year and you didn't pick a new plan by December 15th, you will be automatically enrolled in the plan that you had last year. And that could be kind of challenging for some people because there were so many new plans, particularly in Michigan, and the rates for the plans changed. And so if you got a tax credit last year, your tax credit gets calculated based upon the new plans that come in. And some of those plans that were in just last year weren't the benchmark plans in the new year. So
we should actually define when we say the benchmark plans, meaning?
So there are different plans that are offered based upon the amount of copays and deductibles, and they're called metal levels. They're bronze, which has the highest copays and deductibles, silver, gold, and platinum. And the benchmark plan is the plan that the tax credits are calculated based on. That's a silver level plan. And it's the second lowest cost silver plan.
Okay, just so we have all of our terminology.
Yes.
It sounds like it was not a smart thing to just automatically re-enroll without doing anything.
It would be much better for most consumers if they actually went in and had looked at the plans, because there were so many new entrants. Many of those new plans were at a lower premium even than last year, and some of them were at just a slightly higher premium than last year. And the tax credit will get calculated based on those new plans. So people who didn't make any changes could see some fairly significant rate increases next year.
So brace yourself. If you didn't do anything active and you've been automatically re-enrolled, don't be surprised if changes are on the way.
Yes, people are looking at the plans they enrolled in last year. Some of them, based on where they fit on the tax credit side of things, are seeing increases of 20%, 10%. Whereas if they had changed plans, they could actually even get a reduction in their premiums or see a rate increase of only a couple percent.
Marianne, why are you seeing up to 20% increases?
Because it's really an interesting phenomenon of the market. You know, we had in Michigan something like 135 new plans that are being offered now in our state. And that's great because it means there's more competition.
So, which I would think would make prices go down.
Well, it does make prices go down on average. So, on average, premiums only went up. If you did a simple average of all the plans in Michigan, premiums only went up about less than 2%. But some of the plans went up much more than that. And because there were plans, so no plans on the premium itself went up more than 10%. But because of the way the tax credit works, it's a really complicated law. Mm-hmm. And the tax credit, because it's based on those lower cost plans, if you saw a new plan came into the marketplace that really wanted market share and came in at a very low rate, tax credit gets figured on that low rate. And so if you were in a plan that, relative to that new plan, is higher cost, it doesn't have as good a tax credit. And so that's why for you, you could see a 20% increase when on average the rates only went up 2%.
This seems to really require consumers to know a lot more about how insurance is numbers are crunched and how this is all put together, then probably most of us really care too.
That is absolutely true. And it is why there was a big push by the Department of Health and Human Services, mm-hmm. and by navigators and hospitals and health plans and others to say, look at the plans. Don't just let it happen, because the healthcare.gov website does do this calculation for you. You can compare plans. They do it by county. They really give you a lot of information, but you have to do something active. You have to go on the site. You have to make choices. And that is complicated. They all have different providers included in them. It's the market, you know, and that's what the Affordable Care Act was designed to do, was designed to strengthen the market and competition. But that can be more complicated for people.
Now, for folks that are newcomers, so did not enroll last year, they've got some time to come into the fold.
Yes.
And it sounds like you're saying there are better choices and it's just a better picture than it was a year ago.
That's absolutely true. So for people who didn't enroll, who are not being this automatically re-enrolled, they have until February 15th. To choose plans, and they will have many, many more choices. So just to give you an example, mm-hmm. Delta County, Michigan, the Upper Peninsula, was the county in Michigan that had the fewest choices last year. They only had 5 plans.
We talked about them. I remember that. Yes.
We do. And this year, they have 23 plans offered, 23 plans. And last year, the rate for the lowest cost, for the benchmark plan, the second lowest cost silver plan in Delta County was $357.87 without a tax credit, without a subsidy. This year, the lowest cost plan is a different company. It's the co-op plan, Consumers Mutual. That plan is $350.19. So in Delta County, you could find a cheaper plan this year than last year. And
okay.
many counties across the state are seeing changes like that with pretty low rate increases. Kent County, Michigan, you can get a plan there now for 10% less than last year. So lots of new entrants that are making it more competitive if you were not automatically re-enrolled in your old plan.
So let's talk bottom line about do's and don'ts and what you need to do to make the best choices. At first, for those who are brand new coming into the fold, what are the main do's and don'ts?
Well, the first do is to go on healthcare.gov and to put in your information and shop and really look at what the plan choices are. And make sure you understand not just what the premiums are, but also the different copays and deductibles and who the providers are in those networks. You can go to the health plan websites to get more information about that. There are still people who are helping you get enrolled at many hospitals, many federally qualified health centers. You can get help from other people. Those are all do's. The don'ts would be, don't just pick a plan based upon the name or something that you heard. Really think about what those plans are, because there are just so many more choices.
And do's and don'ts for those who joined up last year. We know that December 15th is when it ended for the folks. And if it automatically re-enrolled because you didn't do anything, tell us what to do going forward.
Well, next year, make sure you do that shopping and don't just automatically re-enroll. Really take a look at what the choices are. Make an informed choice. You may really love your health plan and you may be willing to pay more for that health plan, and that's great, but you should go into it knowing that you've made that choice and that's a conscious choice. And so you really got to, as soon as the marketplace opens next year, and we assume it'll be around the same time, start going in, shopping, seeing what the plans are, and making an informed choice. The other thing you can do, actually, if you have already been auto-enrolled, you've lost that opportunity for this year, make sure to take a look at your tax credit. Because of the way the tax credits get calculated, unless you actually make a choice in terms of how much you are getting back from the federal government, you may find that at the end of the tax year, you owe money if you're getting too much from the federal government because the tax credits have changed. So have a navigator at least, or your health plan, mm-hmm. at least help you recalculate your tax credit. You can adjust that after December 15th, and that might save you from paying for something later in the year.
Growing pains are a part of any program. You know, it's kind of that ramping up. Last year was a shaky start. This is kind of, it almost think of a baby learning to walk.
Yes.
So you go from tottering to being able to kind of walk along pretty well to running and going. Where do you see the next couple of years for the exchange and for the marketplace?
Well, I, you know, certainly from a technological standpoint and from an understanding standpoint, it will get much better. Those things will all be stabilized. You know, we do have a complication because we have a case going through the courts now that's in the Supreme Court that could throw this all into confusion again because it has to do with the eligibility for tax credits for states that use the federal exchange like Michigan.
Like Michigan.
And it depends. You know, that case will probably be decided in June. And it really depends what the Supreme Court decides on that case. Again, that could throw all of this into more chaos if they determine that those states can't have a tax credit or people who live in those states can't have a tax credit. 87% of those in Michigan who enrolled last year got a tax credit.
So a lot of folks could be affected.
So a lot of folks. So that's why it's a little hard to predict the future from a policy standpoint. But from a technical standpoint, it's certainly only going to get smoother and people will understand it better, I think.
Marianne Udo Phillips, Director of Center for Healthcare Research and Transformation at the University of Michigan. Thank you so much.
Great to be here, Cindy. Thank you.